1922. Let other people make a fool out. Hey, Lamont, how you say you want your eggs?
I want them fried, straight up.
How about scrambled?
I want them fried.
Well, scrambled's good, too.
How come I can't have them straight up?
Because I dropped one on the floor straight down. Why don't you do right? Like some other people do. Oh, no.
What's the matter with you?
The truck is gone. Somebody stole the truck. I'm going to call the police.
Hey, relax. The truck's not stolen. Somebody borrowed it.
What? Who did?
Well, I loaned the truck to our neighbor, Julio.
Julio, you loaned our truck to a Puerto Rican?
What difference does it make what the man is? He needed the truck, and I loaned it to him.
Well, I'll tell you what difference it make. He don't return stuff.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how Puerto Rican borrow your stuff and then don't bring it back. They borrowed Harlem, remember?
And I'm sure they'd be glad to return it.
Well, you just kiss that truck goodbye. You know how bad they drive.
What is this? They don't return things. They don't know how to drive. What are you, a bigot?
No, I'm a Baptist.
I never thought it was possible. I'm the son of a bigot.
Hush your mouth. Just hush right up. I'm just a fella that likes to protect his property. And what are you gonna need the truck for anyway?
I don't know, Pop. He said it was a surprise.
Yeah, I know what that is. He probably smuggling in a truckload of Mexican. Pull that canvas back, and there they are. Whole lot of wetbacks. And they say, surprise!
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. It's either that or he's smuggling in some of that Tijuana tobacco. You know, El Jointos.
Say, why don't you knock it off? Now, the man doesn't have a truck, and I loaned him ours. He had some work to do.
You loan a man our truck to cut into our business, and then there goes the empire.
What empire?
What empire? This empire. Built up from the ground, from nothing to what you see now.
Hey, look, Pop, why don't you just knock it off? Now, we don't even need the truck. It's Sunday.
And the Bible says, on Sunday, thou shalt rest. That means thou shalt rest, I shall rest, and my truck shall always be there.
You're going to keep griping all day, aren't you, because I loaned that truck to Julio?
Yeah, that's right, because I don't trust him no further than I can throw a 10-ton banana.
Hey, Pop Julio happens to be a very honest guy, and he's generous. Well, I bet you he even fills the tank.
Yeah, with goat's milk.
I don't want to listen to no more of this. I'm going ahead and have my breakfast. I bet you that's Julio now with your old dumb truck, and we get some peace around here.
I bet it's highway patrol. You get it, because I want to be sitting when they tell me my truck went off a cliff.
Hey, Julio.
Hey, Lamont, ¿cómo estás?
How you feel, buddy?
Hey. Buenos días, Mr. Sanford. ¿Cómo caray está mi compadre? Eh?
Yeah, I know what that means. Call your insurance company.
Hey, Julio, is everything okay?
Perfecto, man. Here's the key, and I want to thank you very much, man. That truck was really a big help. And now I tell you the reason why I borrowed the truck. Ah! I got a big surprise, man.
You brought the truck back in one piece.
Sure, man. Oh, by the way, to show how much I appreciate, I filled the tank with gas.
Hey, Julio, you didn't have to do that.
Oh yes, he did.
Oh, hey, con permiso. Excuse me. I'm coming right back with the surprise, man.
It ain't here on the headline.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to see if it was a riot yesterday. Because if it was a riot, that surprise could be a truckload of hot television.
Now listen, you. I want you to stop insulting Julio. You got that?
Either that, or he's smuggling something into the country.
Buenos días.
Wetbacks.
Lamont, Mr. Sanford, I want you to meet my mother, Providencia, and my sister, Maria. They just came in from New York, man. Mami, este es mi buen amigo y su papá.
Buenos días, ¿cómo están? I'm happy to meet you, Señor Sanford. My son tells me that you, too, are un comprador de hierro viejo.
No, no, I'm a citizen.
No, señor. Comprador de hierro viejo is a junk man.
Ay, mi hijito, nunca había visto una casa así tan llena de cosas viejas por dentro.
Mami, pero no diga eso.
¿Por qué?
No.
Hey, but what she say?
Mami said that she has never seen an indoor junkyard.
Yeah, your mama is really funny. A regular Caesar sombrero.
Shall we all sit down?
Oh, muchas gracias.
Did you come here for a visit, Mrs. Fuentes?
Yes, I dream of coming to California for years. Oh. Maria, too.
Oh, yes. Julio writes that flowers go all the time and that people keep a tan all year long.
Oh, that's just in this neighborhood.
Hey, have you folks had your breakfast yet?
Oh, si, thank you, man. But I tell you what, listen, Maria, why don't you help me unload the truck, huh?
Hey, I'll help you.
Great, man. Okay. Hey, mommy, why don't you stay and get acquainted with Mr. Sanford?
Bien.
Qué bueno.
No, wait a minute. Why don't we all go and help unload the baggage from the truck?
Hey, no problem. Let the young people do that. Now, you stay in here and converse with Mrs. Fuentes.
No, wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute. You sure you won't need some more help?
Would you go over there and sit down and talk to her?
Talk to her about what?
I don't know. Talk about the weather.
Who wants to know about the weather in Puerto Rico? You come out here on the bus?
Oh, no, senor. We fly. And it is so fast. We get into the aeroplane, and boom, boom, we are here in 5 hours.
Well, they say it's much faster going back. You get in the aeroplane, and boom, boom, you back home in 4 hours. How long you gonna stay out here?
I don't know, senor. Julio wants us to stay for good.
Oh, I'd think about that if I was you. I mean, it's all right for a visit, but I don't know about living out here.
Why? It is bad to live here?
Oh, very bad. Look how dirty them windows are.
You do not do windows?
No, I'm talking about smog. That's smog.
Ah, we have smog in New York.
Yeah, but out here, our smog is mixed with earthquakes. See, out here, a building will fall on you, and your last breath won't even be a good one.
I will get used to it like everybody.
I'll tell you one thing out here you don't get used to. The mayor. Did you ever hear of Sam Airplane Yachty?
Did you ever hear of John Garbage Strike Lindsay?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know who would be unhappy out here? It's your daughter.
Maria? She could hardly wait to come to California, senor.
Well, does she have a boyfriend back in New York?
Yeah. Poquitos.
See, now, there's a problem right there. Because ain't many Paquitas out here.
What did you mean?
I mean, you know, if she's looking for a steady or a sweetheart. How do you say that?
Ah, sí. Un novio.
Un novio. Yeah. Well, see, in this neighborhood, all the novios is blackios.
Do not worry about Maria. She is smart. She will do the right thing.
Oh, get that killer out of here! Hold that killer!
This must be Julio's goat!
Oh, tell him something in Puerto Rican. Tell him, El Goto, get out of El Hauso!
Mira, cabeciduro! El que no coge consejo no llega viejo, caray!
Get him out of here!
No, don't worry, man. He won't do anything bad.
Well, I don't want to give him time to try. I'll do it.
Julio, yo creo que el señor y la cabra tienen la misma barba.
Mami, but don't say that.
¿Por qué?
Hey, what'd she say?
Nothing.
What I think she said was that you and the goat got the same beard, right?
Sorry.
Yeah, your mama got off another good one, didn't you? Regular Puerto Rican Phyllis Diller.
We have to go. Vente, mami. Sí. Oh, by the way, thank you, Mr. Sanford, for being so nice to my mother, huh?
Adios, señor Sanford. Ya nos veremos más tarde, ¿eh?
Vamos, chico.
Vamos.
Well, that's it. He had the truck. He brought his family. The end.
Just what is that supposed to mean?
It means we don't have to have nothing more to do with them. I mean, just like the old saying, east is east and west is west, and never the twain shall meet, though.
And that's the way you want it.
That's exactly the way I want it. You can't be too nice in Puerto Rican. Next thing you know, it'll be another Puerto Rican family moving here, and then another one, and another one. And then what you got? Harlem West.
Well, you can do what you want to do, but I plan on seeing them. As a matter of fact, I'm taking Julio's sister out tonight.
What'd you say?
You heard what I said. I'm taking Maria out to dinner.
Oh. Oh, this is a big one.
Oh. You might as well stop that right now because it's not going to do any good.
Son, you can't go out with her because she's a...
She's a what? Go ahead, say it. She's what?
She's a foreigner.
I'm still going out with
you. Oh, son, don't do that. I got a heavy feeling right here.
It'll pass. I'm going and eat my breakfast.
Oh, this is the big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. With an enchilada on my heart.
What's the matter with you? Take that thing out of your mouth.
You know what's bad with me, and you know what's making me sick.
You wouldn't happen to be sick because I'm taking Maria out to dinner tonight, would you?
No, I just got this fever. I'm real sick. Look at that, 108.
Pop, if your temperature was 108, you'd be dead.
Well, then I'm glad I won't be living to see you take her out.
What's the matter with you? Julio happens to be a friend of mine, and his sister's in town for the first time, and as an act of friendship, I'm taking her out to dinner. Now, what's wrong with that?
It's wrong. It's just wrong. And it's dangerous.
Dangerous? Why?
You could be attacked by sharks.
What are you talking about?
You remember that movie, West Side Story? See, the sharks was a gang of Puerto Ricans, and they got that guy for taking their Maria out. And he was Irish, so you can imagine what's gonna happen to you.
Hey, you know, you really talk strange sometimes. What is this, sharks? There are hardly any Puerto Ricans in Los Angeles.
Well, they'll ship them in from New York.
Time to stay around and listen to this. I'm going.
Wait a minute, Lamont. Wait a minute. I'll tell you why I don't want you to go out with her.
All right.
But what if Bubba Leroy Skilling and see you? See, they ain't as broad-minded as I am.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty broad-minded, Pop.
You know I'm broad-minded. Mm. Remember that time that white woman came in taking the census? Didn't I let her use the toilet?
Terrific. Look, I'm going to take Maria out to dinner tonight. I don't care what they think. I don't care about Bubba, Leroy, or Skillet. I don't care about them.
Well, what about me? Don't you care about me?
Of course I care about you, Pop, but you still haven't given me one intelligent reason why I shouldn't take Maria out.
Okay, I'll give you an intelligent reason. You remember that movie, The Great White Hope? You remember all the trouble Jack Johnson had with that white woman? They threw him out of a motel in the middle of the night, and they weren't even drinking or playing the TV loud.
Come on, Pop.
Yeah, see, you and her won't even be able to get an apartment in Beverly Hills.
Say, what's wrong with you? You got us married and living in an apartment already, and all I'm doing is taking her out to dinner. I gotta split.
Wait a minute. Where you gonna take her?
You know that Chinese restaurant, Chung Lee?
Well, listen, why don't you take her to a drive-in? And that way, you won't even have to get out the car.
Good night, Pop.
Wait a minute, son. Take her to one of them nice taco places, and she can teach you how to eat a taco without the filling falling on the floor.
Good night.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Julio, what are you doing here?
Hey, man? Lamont, I just came over to thank you, man.
Thank me for what?
Well, I didn't want to do it in front of Maria because it might embarrass her, you know. But I want to thank you, man, for the nice thing you're doing for my sister.
Hey, Julio, you don't have to thank me for that. I'm going to enjoy taking her out.
Oh.
Hey, what's the matter, Mr. Sanford? Are you sick or something?
I'm real sick.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, you know, that's funny because my mother is sick, too.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, she was all right this morning.
I know, but all of a sudden she got a fever, man.
She's probably sick for the same reason I'm sick, because this dummy is taking your sister out.
Well, let's go, Julio. Oh,
wait a minute. Hey, listen, Mr. Sanford, what's wrong with Lamont going out with Maria?
Never mind, Julio. Listen, let's
go. No, but dime, hombre, I would like to know what is wrong with your son going out with my sister.
You don't know?
No. I mean, what's the matter, Mr. Sanford? She's not pretty enough?
No.
She's not old enough?
No.
Maybe, Mr. Sanford, it is because she's a Puerto Rican.
Sí, señor.
No, man, do you know what you are, Mr. Sanford? You are a persona fanática. That is a Spanish for bigot.
Well, how would you like one across your lip? That's English for how would you like one across your lip?
No, I'm going to tell you something else, man. No, I got to tell you something, man. You know what? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, go on that stuff, man. No, you have to find out about this, Mr. Sanford, because your head is old-fashioned, man. It is anticuado.
Well, you better get out of here before I peel your antiquado.
No, listen, I tell you what, man. I didn't tell Lamont he has to go out with my sister, you know. That was his own idea.
Well, it was a dumb idea.
Oh, yes? Well, if it is such a dumb idea, man, you don't have to take her out.
Hey, man, what's the matter with you? I ain't say nothing.
No, man, I didn't come over here for people to insult my sister, man. No, man. You don't have to take her out, man, and that's all. See if
I can. Hey, Pop, what
did you...
You antiquado.
Here we are. Moku Kaip here. Deep Chinese vegetable. Lobster Cantonese. Fried rice. Okay?
Okay.
Wow, look at all this food. Who's gonna eat all this?
Well, you know what they always say. Eat Chinese food or Our Lady you're hungry.
You know what I always say? Eat for an hour, then you won't be hungry again.
That's terrific. Yeah, it's really good.
Eat for an hour.
Yeah. Well, just dig right in there and help yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
Lamont, I really want to thank you for taking me out like this. My first day in Los Angeles, and I've got a date already.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, listen, maybe after dinner we can drive up the Pacific Coast Highways a bit and let the wind blow through your hair.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You don't have a convertible.
No, but if you roll the windows down on the pickup, it's the same thing.
Good evening. How many in your party?
Just one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a table for one.
Why too crowded tonight?
Sunday night always crowded. Jewish people like to eat Chinese food on Sunday. Why is that?
Don't ask me. I'm not Jewish. Hey, you got something in the back?
Oh, maybe I'll give you table six. Yes, you come with me. You mind sharing a table with somebody?
No, I don't care.
Excuse me, lady. We're very busy tonight. You mind sharing a table with gentlemen?
You, what are you doing here?
The same thing you are doing here.
Oh, you two friends. Oh, that's good.
What do you mean, same thing I'm doing here? How you know what I'm doing here?
You come here to watch your son.
Yeah.
I come here to watch your son, too.
Well, what does that mean?
I watch to see they do not get serious. The minute he takes her hand and looks into her eyes, I will jump in and say, basta.
What'd you call my son?
I say, basta. Enough.
Enough? I'm sorry my son was dumb enough to go out with your daughter.
And I don't know why my daughter is dumb enough to go out with your son. It is if she has no good cerebro.
Well, just keep your daughter away from my son. If she likes our people, let her start at the bottom. Let her get a high yeller and work up.
Do you know what you are, Senor Sanford? You are a mentecato. That means fool. And you are an old mentecato.
Well, how do you say lips in Spanish?
Labios.
Labios. How are you like an old mentecato to get you one across your labios?
Ay, it is a good thing we are not in New York where her friends could see her.
I wish they were in New York so that my friends couldn't see my son out with her, because it's going to ruin his reputation in his neighborhood.
Well, would you look who's here? Hello, Fred. Looks giving us Fred. Hello, Fred. Man, we know that's you behind them shades. What you trying to do? Hide. Oh, I get it. A little like Cucaracha time. Oh,
Fred. Wait a minute, fella. Let me explain.
¿Quiénes serán estos gordotes?
Oh, Fred's out with his Spanish teacher. That's sweet.
Listen, if you must know, we out here watching her daughter, because she's out with Lamont, and we just watching him sitting over there.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Right over there at the first day. Well, I swear, honest, they were sitting right over there.
Sure they were. Let's go, Skillet. Let's let Fred and the senora enjoy their dinner. Adios, you two.
I'm dead now. I'm ruined. I never hear the end of this. And it's all your fault.
My fault? Because of you, I didn't even see them leave. You spoiled everything.
Yes, sir. Ready to order now?
What?
You ready to order dinner now?
I might as well, since I'm here. And waiter, separate checks.
Hey, Pop, you home? Hey, Pop, you up there? Pop? Hey, Pop, you in the kitchen? Hey, you are home. Did you hear me calling you?
Of course I'm home. Where you think I'd be with a fever like I got?
Are you gonna start that again?
Oh, listen, I've been in bed ever since you left. See that girl? I could have been dead.
Say, who is that at this time of night? You expecting company? Hey, Leroy.
Hey, Lamont. Hey, what's going on? But we just had to talk to your father.
Wait a minute. All we want to know is who that woman was we saw you with tonight.
What? What'd you say?
He didn't tell you? Your pop was out with a real cutie. Yeah. And all the sisters in the neighborhood are going to feel cheated.
Is there something that you'd like to tell us?
Yeah. Basta, all three of you.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.